The questions surrounding the death of a 3-year-old boy behind a Tim Hortons are mounting. WXXI's James Brown has the story.
Who is responsible for grease traps in Monroe County? That was the question county spokesperson Jesse Sleezer says officials are trying to answer after a child fell through the lid of an underground grease trap and died on Monday. The trap is behind a Tim Hortons on University Avenue near Culver Road. Grease traps are tanks that some restaurants use to store oils to keep them out of sewers. Sleezer says it's unclear how many of these traps exist, but he says the county is not responsible for inspecting them, but it's possible that no municipality is. He says that should change.
We're going to pursue a local law to make sure that if there is an absence of clarity under the law right now, that we solve that absence of clarity. So at least in Monroe County, there is a specific protection that says there will be ongoing inspections.
An OSHA spokesperson says they are investigating the matter. We don't know much about the child, but the police say his mother was working at the restaurant when he died. No charges are expected. James Brown, WXXI News.